is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Taking a break from our candidate interviews today, we're going to talk about Oregon Women in Timber and the Douglas County chapter. One of the members, Betsy Uroquin, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for having us. And, you know, on behalf of the Douglas County chapter of Oregon Women in Timber, I just want to say a big thank you to Brook Communications and Amber, Loggers Pizza, Douglas Timber Operators, and Friends of Paul Bunyan for helping us to explain to our community what we do in Oregon Women in Timber and talk about our great industries and the Wood Products Month that we want to let people know about.
It is Wood Products Month. We've been mentioning that. And Oregon Women in Timber, exactly what is the organization about?
Well, Oregon Women in Timber is a nonprofit 501c3 educational organization. We began in 1978. Our mission is to create awareness and appreciation for the value of trees and to encourage an understanding about the protection, management, and conservation of that renewable forest. Oregon Women in Timber founders, we saw a need for an organization to educate people about the importance of timber and the people that work in the woods, and that's what we want to do in Douglas County as well. You know, we realize that there are new people coming into Oregon all the time and new people coming to Douglas County. And so, you know, we wanted to educate those people. So during the progress of Oregon Women in Timber through the years, we became active in attending forestry industry meetings, presenting at fair booths, attending conferences, and such as this, participating in TV and radio interviews. We write letters and campaigns to hearings at the Capitol on forest management regulations as well.
When was the organization, the statewide group, when did that get started?
In 1978.
Wow.
That's when Oregon Women in Timber came about. Yes.
What about the local chapter?
Well, actually, our local chapter, believe it or not, has just started. We're like in our second year. So we're definitely looking for new members. And hopefully today, after our conversation, there'll be many women in Douglas County, and men are welcome to be a member.
So what kinds of things does the local group do?
Well, actually, all of our Oregon Women in Timber groups come together often. Our main reason is to provide funds for our Talk About Trees program. And that came about in 1981. We developed a fourth grade forestry program through Oregon Women in Timber members, and that those members that are actually mostly retired school teachers, they go into our public school system and teach about forest management and good practices.
Now, you've come from a family background tied into the industry. I suppose a lot of your members do as well. Talk about that in terms of your family.
Well, actually, you know, my husband is Jamie Uroquin of Basco Logging. He owns that with his brother Juan and his wife Chris, and we are a third generation Oregon logging company. But actually, I want to focus on all of our forestry industry partners because, you know, it is the history of our forestry industry that actually have funded and built our communities all across Oregon. And that's who we want to talk about and thank this month for Wood Products Month in October.
Now, what kinds of things on the statewide level and with all these local groups? Talk about more of the things they do to educate the public, and have you had to do a lot of them differently this year?
Well, we have, and we have a lot of events and things that we are doing, a lot of changes that we made as a result of COVID. But overall, our main purpose for Oregon Women in Timber is to educate about healthy forest management and using our forests as their natural renewable resource that they are. And the way that we've done that is through our Talk About Trees program. If people are interested in that Talk About Trees program, if there's family members or teachers that are listening today, we still can do that online, and I'll be able to give you that information maybe at the end of the show. But we do definitely want teachers, folks that are homeschooling their children, to know about our Talk About Trees program. And basically, it's such an exciting thing because the kids will have hands-on opportunities to make paper themselves, see about all of the products that we get from our wood products in Oregon. You'd be surprised. A lot of people don't know that even toothpaste has wood products in it.
Not sure that we wanted to know that, possibly, but I have to think about that one for a while. Within the industry, you've got groups that have, companies that have been around for a very, very long time, and so it's interesting. It's one of the industries, maybe more than a lot of others, maybe alongside farms, where the roots are really deep, and people have been involved in the industry, you know, going back 100 years, maybe more.
Yes, actually. 1982, Oregon Women in Timber joined Federated Women in Timber, a national group of women in timber organizations that travel together to Washington, D.C. We do this on mostly a yearly basis, normally, to talk about our state, talk to our representatives, the federal agencies, how laws and regulations affected their communities. The Federal Women in Timber, while they disbanded in 2011, we were able to get on the American Agricultural Women, and we've participated with their annual events as well. So we do join with other like industries to champion for our products and what we provide the nation. Yes.
If you could kind of boil down the message of Oregon Women in Timber, the local chapter, to a phrase or something, what would it be?
Well, we did that through Conifer. And Conifer is our mascot, if you will. And that kind of goes with our children's programs and educating. But managed forests are forever, Kyle. That's what we want people to know. And we want people to know that when you manage our forests, that's where we get clean air, clean water, wildlife abundant, and healthy communities. So, yes.
Do you feel like that message isn't always heard or understood around Oregon?
I do. I believe that's kind of where my passion is. You know, I wasn't born and raised in Oregon. I was raised in Mississippi. And, you know, just because I'm married to this logger doesn't really make me as, you know, an expert on forestry. And it really wasn't until joining Oregon Women in Timber and living our life together with my husband that I realized there's a lot of misunderstandings that normal Oregonians and new people coming into Oregon have no idea of what we do. And one of those is the fact that we manage our forests by specific scientific information. And Oregon was the first state that passed the Oregon Forest Practices Act that we started actually in 1971. And, you know, that's a comprehensive law regulations of forest practices, and so that, like I said, we can safeguard water, fish, wildlife habitat, soil, and air. And I want people to know, too, the rules of the Oregon Forest Practices Act are continually being reviewed, they're updated, and they keep pace with the most current scientific research. And we were the first state in the country to be able to do that.
Betsy Uragwin from the Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women in Timber. A break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Back to candidate interviews Monday on Inside Douglas County. U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley will join us. His Republican opponent will be with us, Joy Perkins, on Tuesday's program. And we're putting together other candidate interview segments on Inside Douglas County and on our morning conversation over the next couple of weeks. Betsy Uragwin with us from the Douglas County chapter of Oregon Women in Timber. It seems like you're pretty passionate about the message your group's trying to put out.
I am, Kyle. And, you know, back in November, I had the opportunity to represent the small woodland owners group and Oregon Women in Timber to speak with the Honorable Jeff Golden and the members of the Wildfire Prevention and Recovery Committee. And, you know, one of the things that I do want people to understand is that active forestry by private family forest owners, we have delivered the proven modern methods that are effective to reduce wildfire hazards across Oregon's landscape. You know, our methods, like I mentioned before, good forestry management, we keep forests healthy, we keep water clean, we help wildlife be abundant, and we capture that carbon. You know, everybody wants to talk about carbon, and I do too, because I want them to understand we can capture that carbon from the air into our healthy tree growth. You know, also, the Department of Forestry tells us that managed private forests like ours have fewer wildfire acres than the federal forests. And this is our message today. Managed forests are forever. And that we cannot say that enough to be able to utilize all of our natural resources.
And, of course, that certainly has been a topic ever since our recent fires here in the area and elsewhere around the state as well. Matt Hill, Douglas Timber Operators, was in talking about that right after the fires and talking about, you know, how different even right now, what's different about what's being done on the private lands to recover from Archie Creek versus the federal lands.
Yes, that's right. And you know, I'm passionate about this issue because of the love of the nature. And people don't always talk about the loss of wildlife in forest fires. I think sometimes people think that just naturally, instinctively, animals know where to run. And I want you to know they don't. On our property, which we did lose, that I testified with, we did lose that. And it was heartbreaking, the wildlife that we lost and others lost on, and others lost way more acreage, equipment, ability to be able to work than we did. And our county lost a treasure, definitely.
Anyone that's seen the pictures going up the North Umpqua sees how radically different it looks. And while things will green up and all of that, the impact of this fire and what's going to have to be done to move back to what, you know, what it was 6 weeks ago, I'm told it's going to take a very long time.
I think so. I also have heard everywhere, if you just think about the merchantable timber, how many years it has to grow, what type of trees that you have on your land. You know, there's so many things. And it will be a huge effect on our community because, again, like I mentioned before, our timber dollars that we get from our forests, they work within our communities. And everyone that's in our forestry sector industry, again, we just want to thank them. We want to encourage them to keep going and be able to, whatever that prescription is that comes to pass, to rebuild and replant the lands that were burned, that we're able to do that, number one, and then number two, to keep up with that, because it is going to be at least two generations.
You mentioned having some land up that direction. Talk more about that.
That was part, we had over 500 acres, actually part of the Archie Creek fire, and you know, it burned. And again, you know, others lost equipment in the fires. So many people lost. And so my heart goes out to them. But, you know, our forestry industry, we are a resilient people. That's the other thing that Oregon Women in Timber champion for, is our all of our industry partners and the people that are in the woods. Those are the people that you will find help you if you're stranded on the side of the road. Loggers, my husband in particular, would always help going up the coast. You know, he would help people with flat tires. He knows the roads. He would say, hey, you're not in a good spot. You need to get off the road. And all of our forestry guys are like that. Very helpful. They're not scary. They're dirty, but they are the best people in the whole world. And if you get stranded on the road and you see a dirty logger come and try and help you, you need to let them help you because they are the best.
Talk about working on the legislative level. You mentioned doing some testifying in the past. How active is the group with both the state and the federal folks?
Yes, and actually, I do need to say that Oregon Women in Timber, we cannot pick or choose any certain candidate, but when it comes to forestry issues and things like that, we can definitely say what we know to be true and science and what is best. So, yes, and we are involved. And that's the other thing is that, you know, a lot of organizations have a state organization and they don't get to interact with them as much. Not so in Oregon Women in Timber. I can reach out to my friends in the Coos County chapter. I can reach out to my friends in the Lane County chapter, which we do. We network with each other. We help each other. We get great ideas from each other. And another reason why I love this group.
How many people are in your local group and what kinds of backgrounds and involvement in the industry do they have?
Well, you know, we come from all different backgrounds. A lot of them are foresters, and that's where I've learned so much of my information. A lot of graduates from Oregon State University and elsewhere, you know, across the country, but came to Oregon because of that they love it here and new job opportunities. Some are wives of companies, employees. It's just a real mix, yes.
How often does your local group meet?
I was looking at that. We've met in person once, social distancing and all that. And it's about every 3 months, but sometimes if something comes up, we can jump on a Zoom call and take care of business.
And are there chapters of doing similar things in other states as well, especially states with a lot of timber?
Actually, you know, I don't know that I can answer that, but I know that our Oregon Women in Timber, we have 6 chapters. We have Clatsop County, Coos County, Douglas County, the Landing County, which is Polk, Marion, and Yamhill counties, Lane County, and Union County. So we're growing. We do fun events. Some of them do, Christmas light truck parades. Some of them are working at the fairs and things like I talked about before, 4th of July, Veterans Day parades. We're usually all involved with that. And we have Connie Fur, our little mascot. We give away stickers, color books, and such. You know, we have, I was talking about the Oregon Forest Practices Act that is put on by the Oregon Forest Resource Institute. You know, they have so many color books and educational information to let people know. And so we hand out a lot of their information as well. They're a partner with Oregon Women in Timber.
Just about out of time. If somebody wants to find out more about your local group or about the statewide organization, how do they get connected?
Well, I would like to send them straight to Oregon Women in Timber's website. So that would be owit.org. And then they can go to the Talk About Trees programs within that website. And then they can find out all the information for our chapters as well. Anne-Marie Parkhurst is our local Douglas County chapter president with Parkhurst Trucking. You can reach out to Anne-Marie, certainly me. And I'm just really excited to be a part of this and champion for our Wood Products Month and our forestry industry partners.
Betsy,
thank you.
You bet. Betsy Uragwood, Oregon Women in Timber, the Douglas County Chapter, 1257, News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.